Adrian, you have so many styles. You're not just classical. You do country, you do folk, you really do everything.
You do it so effortlessly, but it sounds so remarkable and looks equally amazing.
There's a lot of effort goes on in the background. It took me 2 hours a day for 2 weeks to get a passable Merle Travis impersonation going that I could take out on stage with a band I then worked with in Liverpool. I went to Liverpool for a couple of years and more or less accidentally joined a band, and it was a country band. And one guy could do this right-hand finger-picking thing, and I couldn't, so I practiced until I could do it. And that's what happens. The way it is now, the way it has been since then, and the way it is now, is that I want to make a tune. I want to make a piece of music, and there's some kind of creature that is the character, and it needs a bicycle, and the bicycle is the technical structure. So I try to marry a creature and a bicycle to have a song. And quite often, I can't play it. I have an idea, I know what I want to do, and I can't play it. So I have to spend hours practicing it until I can play it. And that's the same. Every musician goes through the same thing. There's just hours and hours of sitting there at home, driving your family nuts, playing the same thing over and over again until it works. And then the piece comes together, and at that point, it's still unblessed, as it were. It's not confirmed who it is until you play it to people. And I come out and play it to people. And the first time is pretty stressful because I think they're going to hate it, you know, or they won't get it or something. And gradually, it becomes a part of their life as well as a part of my life. And at that point, it has its existence.
And I'm wondering which one of your songs best illustrates that story combination, that storytelling that you do.
I would think A Waltz for Daryl, because that had the strongest story. I mean, that was a really very direct inspiration from an American musician. I went to Tonna to play at a folk festival, and I was told I would meet this banjo player called Daryl Adams, and I was expecting all kinds of exciting clanging and banging. And it was Daryl who sang these beautiful old American folk songs and accompanied himself very gracefully on the banjo, very delicately. And he was a huge lesson for me about being quiet in music, how music could be quiet and reflective. And so the piece I wrote, A Waltz for Daryl, was very much a reflection of what I learned from him.
Lovely. That is so lovely. Thank you, Adrian Legg, so much. Really looking forward to your performance at the monastery. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you for having me.